Ham Joseph and myself painted the mural over the summer of 1985, that is. We had a great time. We had a movable scaffold, basically a single scaffold on wheels, which we could roll up and down along the wall face. And as we painted the picture, we decided to paint all the kind of background tones in first, and then to layer on more painterly tones and effects, and then finally the linear outlines that created the specific depictions. That came last, and then we made a kind of a frame design, so the image itself has a patterned frame that goes around the entire mural, top, bottom, and both sides, and the title is written into this frame. As it was summer, and this being the UK, one of the most difficult things was the days in which it rained, which meant we could not paint, because immediately we painted something and it rained, the colors would run, they wouldn't be dry, and they would run down the wall, and we would have to wash them all off again and retouch bits of paint that had been spoiled. But this fortunately only happened on a few days of the many weeks that we spent on the wall. I think all in all the mural took about 6 weeks to paint. One of the interesting things about working in this way was being very close up to the wall and having this open square behind us, on which there were park benches. The wall tended to behave like a sound reflector. Anybody sitting on the park bench facing the wall and talking, their voices seemed to be amplified. The sound seemed to bounce off the wall. So very often there would be elderly people sitting on the benches talking about Tam and myself working on the scaffold and painting this mural and what the mural depicted. And some of these stories were both hilarious and encouraging, because we seemed to have got it right from the comments we were hearing. On one specific day, there was a priest who came by with a small community of his parishioners, and they sat on the bench and discussed the mural in detail from an almost religious point of view, quoting chapters from the Bible that one could apply the images to. And I was totally involved, and it was Tam who sort of touched me on the shoulder and said, "Are you listening to this?" It was very strange and encouraging to hear. We were also visited every single day we were on the scaffold. We were visited by the local police, who used to come by in twos and walk past the mural at least twice, sometimes four times a day. Sometimes they would stop and chat. Sometimes they would just sit on the bench and watch us work. Or sometimes they would chat to themselves and to others who were in the park about the mural. It was quite clear that the police were doing a tremendous job trying to convince the local public that they were on their side, but I don't think very many people at that particular moment in time trusted the police at all. One day the filmmaker John O'Comfra came by and asked Tam and myself permission to film us painting the mural, and actually used the mural in one of his films. I don't remember exactly the title. I probably could look it up. But he used the mural in one of the scenes of one of his films, and that was encouraging. I, in fact, had forgotten about this, and I was in the Tate Gallery about 5 years ago, when there was a historical exhibition on the black artist struggle in the UK, and John's film was shown, and there it was. A little clip in the film showing the mural.